Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Ensure your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout. Be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Well, it is the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show, and it is our wonderful time of 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. Welcome, everybody. This is Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, and you know what Sharpening Your Spirit is all about. It's empowering spiritual entrepreneurs to heal themselves, heal their business, and to create raving, loving fans, or as I like to call, groupies. Gotta love that. So welcome today. Today we have something to talk about that, happens to us all. And, you know, the name of the show is Shit Happens. So we're going to call it Stuff Happens. So here's the thing. It doesn't matter how well we're going along. It doesn't matter what good energy we're putting out. It doesn't matter that, you know, it looks like everything is kind of going in the flow and we're moving forward and life is great and, it's so wonderful, right? Here's what happens. Stuff gets in the way. Things happen. So I had something happen to me last week. And I also have a friend in the spiritual business who had some challenges this week. And when I talk to some of my clients, they go, I just don't know what to do when a big thing comes up. Because as a solo spiritual entrepreneur, I'm doing it all by myself. Today we're going to talk about how do we arrange our business in a way that when stuff happens, when the big struggle happens, the big challenge happens. Last week, for me personally, I had a lower abdominal infection and two kidney stones stuck, and I had a full client list. I had appointments booked up for the whole week, and what was I going to do? Was I going to cancel all my appointments? Was I going to get somebody else to do the appointments for me? What was I going to do? And, again, this comes up with others that I talk to that they just aren't sure. You know, let's say they're on their way to their office and their car breaks down and they know it's not going to be able to be, by the time it gets towed and fixed and so on and so forth, they're not going to be able to meet their clients for the day. They have all these different things that go, all these different things. It could be health. It could be one of your children. It could be a family member. It could be some other type of, wow, something's happening here and I'm not in control of it. And we feel like we're kind of moving forward and everything's going great and then these things pop up. So today we're going to talk about how do we heal those and what are the steps to take to get ourselves through those things with sanity. Because what happens is a lot of time is we immediately move to panic. You know, as a spiritual being in this human experience, we get that energy of panic that comes in when things aren't going right, and we immediately go into that energy. And so what we want to talk about today is how do we hold on to our energy when stuff happens. So if I'd like you to kind of look at your life and say, you know, what are the kind of things that have kind of come up for me? You know, what are the things that really come up that completely halt me and stop me? For me personally, it was health. For my other friend, it was the health of her child. I had a client, and it happened to be that she had some financial struggles, and she was trying to work through those, and that was causing her a little bit of a challenge of being able to move forward, and she got in that panic mode and didn't know, what do I do? You know, what do I do when, you know, an emergency happens? So here's what we're going to talk about today. There's five simple basic steps. So let's talk about the first step. And, you know, a lot of people say to me, you know, Cindy, wait. I'm not sure that's the first step. I think that we should go to spirit first. But I'm going to tell you that the easiest way to go to spirit to be helped with a struggle or a challenge, to get support, to get love, is to do this step first, and that is step back from the situation. Breathe. Get yourself out of the panic energy. Because once you get yourself out of that panic energy and you actually get yourself relaxed, you can then start bonding with spirit over what the struggle is to help you get a good answer. So step back, breathe, release the panic. Know you're in the right, know everything happens for your greater good. Just don't let yourself get too shaken up. Then your next step, so step two, this is where you really start asking for guidance. You know, when you really can get yourself in a calm spot and you know that you can release the struggle and you can release the panic and you can release that, you know, attachment to, oh my gosh, I can't believe this thing came up. You know what that is. It happens to all of us. We're humans, right? We're not perfect, you know. We're spiritual beings that are trying to heal the planet and do our healing. But the fact of the matter is we're just a regular, everyday human. So we have to release that panic. And the next step is to ask for guidance. And do that however that works for you. You know, it could be meditation. It can be just a quick question. It could be a small prayer. Whatever. How it could be, you know, you need to walk around the block and get out in nature, however that looks for you. Step away, release the panic, ask for guidance. And then the next thing to ask yourself is, what's really most important? So here's what I want you to know. If this has something to do with yourself, something that you need, whether it's a health issue or something else, or your family and something that they need, whether it's a health issue or something else, or some other emergency, those things come first. So it's an easy choice. Sometimes we just have to put things aside, reschedule our life, reschedule our clients, let them know that we're here for them, let them know that we love them, but that we do have to move them, and we move them to the next week. And we allow ourselves the time that we need to heal what we need. Now, some people would say, no. You should just push through. And there are times that you will be doing that. And that is why you quiet yourself, you release the panic, and you ask for guidance. Because sometimes there are things that you're just going to push. But if you're really struggling with, should I push through or not push through, that's when you ask this question. Is this something for self that I need to support and take care of? Is this something for a family member, a child, parent, whoever that the case may be, that I need to take care of and put first in my life? And let me tell you, put yourself first. Because you can't heal others until you heal yourself, however that looks. Then the next thing is today, before the panic comes, before the struggle comes, who can I count on? You know, as a spiritual entrepreneur, a lot of us are solo entrepreneurs. We do it all by ourselves. That means we're, you know, the chief bottle washer, we're the one that is the cleaner of the office, and then we're the one that does the bookkeeping. We're the one that does the marketing. We're the one that does all the work itself, the beautiful, loving work that we do. We do it all. We fill every single one of those things. And so who do you have that you can count on? So have you gotten yourself to the point where you have some kind of an assistant, maybe even a virtual assistant? Do you have a partner within maybe your collective office that does something similar to what you do and you could support each other in times like this, that maybe they could take on your clients for a week, or maybe they could help you call them and reschedule them? Who do you have as a partner? And I want you to start really thinking about this, because all of us as spiritual entrepreneurs know somebody else is a spiritual entrepreneur, because we're like a great big tribe. We stick together. But what we don't do a lot of times as a solo entrepreneur, because we feel like we have to wear all those hats by ourselves and we have to do it by ourselves, is we don't find ourselves a partner that can kind of support us and we can support them. In that beautiful law of circulation, we can support them and they can support us. So the thing is look at your business today before the panic sets in, before shit happens, before stuff happens. Look at your business today. Can you depend on? Who can be a partner for you? And then last but not least is, really confront your thoughts. Now, this is, you know, we have these steps that are very easy and very simple to go through, so I'm going to go through them again. One is step back, step away from the panic, breathe, get yourself to a place of where you can ask for guidance and that you're open to receive that guidance. Think, if you're struggling with, I'm not sure what the next step is to take when something happens, and something falls in your life lap that you don't know what to do with or you don't know what to handle, I need to think about for myself or for family. Is there something here that is going on that I need to put myself first or family first? And if you answer that question yes, you then put yourself first or your family first and you reschedule your appointment. I'll tell you what, that's what I did last week. I had to put myself first. That's what I suggest to others. If it's you or your family, you have to put them first. And you'll know in that time of asking for guidance, you'll know, push through, or is it something that I should go ahead and clear my calendar? The next thing is see if you can now cut this off at the pass and have this not happen again. And what that means is having some kind of a partner that you support them in their business. They're a solo spiritual entrepreneur just like you, and they support you in your business, and you have an action plan. So it could be the shit happens action plan. I don't care what you call it. But what it means is that you know that you can depend on them, and they know you can depend on they can depend on you. And when something happens, you are there to help them and so on and so forth. And there's a plan. So the plan would either be they're going to take your clients for that day. The plan is either they're going to help you call your clients. You make a plan of what that is that you need to do. And then take a really good look at how you're dealing with this situation. And if you are looking at this situation in an area of panic, because sometimes we can kind of breathe through it and make our steps to fix things, but then we still internalize and kind of are panicking that we're not doing the right thing. Know that you're in the right place. Know you're in the right time. and know that no panic needs to happen. You can rest assured that whatever choice you made is the right choice for you, and whatever is happening, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. So just confront your thoughts and make sure that you're supporting yourself the best you can when struggles come up in your business and struggles come up in your life. As you know, with helping spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business, I work with people one-on-one, and I help them in a very loving spiritual way, and I would love to support you. You can get a free session with me at sharpeningyourspirit.com. I look so forward to chatting with you in person, and today I'm going to send you off with love, light, and a big kiss. Have a great day. Tomorrow's another one. See ya.